Hey guys, Henry here. So, we had a full, about 2 hour episode recorded for you guys, but we had some issues with editing and ended up actually losing all of our source audio. So this week we're going to give you guys a little bit of a treat. This is a rebroadcast of my special interview with Steve Downes, the voice behind Master Chief, to celebrate the release of Halo Guardians next week. So give it a listen, tell us what you think, and I hope you enjoy. Thanks. Hey guys, as promised, we're going to be ending the show today with something special. This week, I had the opportunity to interview Steve Downes, who you may know as the voice behind the protagonist of the Halo series, Master Chief. Now, unfortunately, I lost about the first minute and a half of the recording, so if it seems a little bit like we jump right into it, you'll have to forgive me, but we got all the really good stuff here for you, so stay tuned and I hope you enjoy. So, it was a pretty big deal when 343 took over development of the series from Bungie, and I'm just curious, did that transition change your interaction with the developers at all?
It was a different experience, but quite honestly, in the end, ultimately, it was better as far as I was concerned. I mean, Bungie was great, don't get me wrong, and obviously without them, I wouldn't be talking to you. But when we got to Halo 4, which was really 343's first, real foray into the game by having complete control. I found myself being a lot more involved, and even from the, with the writers and all of that. And when I was working with Bungie, that really didn't happen. I mean, the demands on me for Master Chief in the first two games were, and first three really were not as great as they were with Halo 4. So it was real exciting for me to be able to, get more of a ground up kind of feeling to it when we got to Halo 4.
Sure, definitely. And I can see why you'd say that, because, I mean, you really are getting to know Master Chief a lot more in some of the later games. Instead of it being sort of a faceless Marine, it's more of a, like, we get to really know what the character behind the mask is.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, I did too. When you've been doing it, the same character for, well, let's see, what's it been, 14 years, something like that. You do sort of kind of get to know the guy.
Sure.
And to be able to be a little more expressive with his character, as we were able to do with Halo 4, was really exciting for me, and it's kind of what I always hoped would happen. And it did. With each game, his character would evolve. All the characters, Cortana, and everybody,
sure,
the characters became more involved and evolved. And so it was, I was hoping that would be the progression as we got to Halo 4, and fortunately, it was.
That's really cool. And so then I'm kind of curious, because it sounds like you have like a little bit of input there too, which is pretty awesome. How much do you, how much does your performance inform the story of the game? Like you said, you were working with writers and stuff. Do you like have some influence over where some stuff goes, or just is it more stuff like, I want to say it this way, that kind of thing?
Well, I had all kinds of input, whether it was taken or not.
Sure.
It's another matter. But to be honest with you, really, first of all, I thought the writing in Halo 4 was superb, and there really wasn't much for me to add to it.
Sure.
By the time we got to it, but being able to have conversations with the writers is that you really get it, it helps to inform me as to their intent. I mean, it's one thing to read words on a page. It's another thing to talk to the person who wrote those words.
Sure.
And be able to, get where he was coming from, and also to talk with the directors, to really, see what their vision is. And that really helps you as a performer to put something into the character, rather than just looking at words on a page and then reading them back. When you get that sort of backstory, it really helps to you know, for me at least to approach the character in a little more insightful kind of way.
Sure, absolutely. And I was actually kind of wondering about that. I'm just curious, how do you, like, I'm assuming that you do a lot of your reads, like, solo. Like, how does that work out for, like, conversations and stuff like that? Or are you recording with some of the other voice actors? And also, are they, like, giving you art or something so you have an idea, kind of what the setting is? I'm assuming the game isn't well enough developed at this point for you to know exactly what it is.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, I mean, you know, that is a whole evolution in itself. Going back to Halo Combat Evolved, when I recorded those sessions for the first game, I didn't know what he looked like. They had no visual for me whatsoever. It was just really a conversation with Marty O'Donnell about the game and the character and his role in it. So I had no idea what he looked like. He was just, you know, this big green guy, this big green, you know, badass that his instructions to me, or his direction to me, was really sort of think of him as like a, you know, a Clint Eastwood type from the spaghetti westerns, so, you know, was, and you know, sort of that, and the Dirty Harrys and all that. Think of him in that way, as a man of few words, but when he did speak, you know, somebody usually died.
Right, exactly. I love it. What he does say counts, exactly.
Yeah, what he does say counts. So from that, it was an evolutionary process, and obviously after the first game came out, then I had a complete understanding of, you know, what was happening visually. But yes, up until Halo 4, all the work was solo. Well, you know, it was me and Marty, or you know, a couple of the writers maybe on the other side of the production studio, and that was it. Now, when we did Halo 4, I did do a lot of that work in Seattle with Jen Taylor, who plays Cortana. So it was the first time her and I actually got to work together and read together, and it lent, first of all, just a lot more fun. Secondly, it lent, at least for me, a lot. It really helped me to put some emotion into that character, because, as you know, with Halo 4, there was a lot of stuff going down between him and Cortana, and that relationship really. Was sort of fleshed out in a big, big way, ultimately with a rather tragic ending, but to be able to do that with her in the room and us to be able to work together and talk about it. Excuse me, that's my dog. It helps to... it was just a tremendous experience, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's really, really cool. I can definitely see that, and it's interesting, too, because I do feel kind of like the Cortana from the first three games is more of just a straight-up AI, where it would make more sense for her to be kind of responding as though it's been translated through a system, kind of like when you talk to Siri or something like that, or I guess Cortana, excuse me, Cortana, of course.
Cortana, yes.
Which, actually, that reminds me, I'm just curious, have they considered you, maybe you can't talk about it, but do you have any interest in doing the male voice for Windows' Cortana?
Well, there have been no discussions in that regard, and I think it would probably. I didn't know. I mean, you never know, but I think she. It was and her character really were much more suited with Marty O'Donnell for doing that than had it been Master Chief. I think that would have been a little weird for Master Chief giving you directions to the local pizza parlor.
Yeah,
you
know, maybe. It'd be a cute nod for the nerds, though. I know I wouldn't mind getting directions.
After a while, it might get a little old.
Fair enough.
And she does think of him as such a... A phenomenal job, and I talked to her about what goes into that, and it's really very, it's a very long and intricate process to do that, and she was well suited for the task.
Right, exactly, I love it. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all agree she did a great job as well. Now, I'm just curious, I know you've done a lot of work in radio in addition to some of your gaming voice work, too, and I'm just curious, how is that, like, compared to each other? I'm sure that they're both fun in different ways. I do a little bit of radio stuff. You know, I'm the head of IT, and I do engineering stuff over here. So I'm just curious, what do you think about the two worlds?
Production studio. Well, they were very... Now, when we did Halo 4, Very
I did
separate
do a lot of that work, to be honest
Seattle
with you,
with Jen Taylor, who
you know when so when I first when we first did Halo One
together and read together,
the two lent, you know I worked for a classic rock radio station.
Secondly,
so the you know the demographic was
me,
was a little bit older
really
and really not the gaming demographic at the time. So the two worlds never really crossed.
As you know,
people who listened to me on the radio,
you know, there was a lot of stuff
in most cases. Not the people who were hearing me in Halo. Now, over the years,
you know,
that's fleshed
out
in
a big way.
You know, I especially noticed
ultimately
that,
with a rather tragic ending.
In,
but
in
2012
or 2013,
with her in the room,
when Halo 2012,
together,
I guess, when Halo came out. Yeah, 2012, when Halo 4 came out. That the worlds had indeed been,
you know, was just
and that the people who were listening to
really enjoyed it
to
well,
classic
really,
rock radio.
Cool. I can definitely
many
see
of them
that.
Were
it's
gamers
too, because yes. I do feel kind
so,
of like
you know those two worlds sort of did collide.
First three
but
games
I really
is more of
just
a
as a performer,
AI, where it would make more sense
like I would
for her
never
to be
do
kind of
Master Chief bits on the radio
system,
you know,
when you talk to Siri or something like that.
The character,
excuse me, Cortana.
Cortana, yes.
Which actually reminds me, just curious.
I have a lot of
reverence considered
for the
you.
Character,
I think
I
you
suppose.
Can't talk about
that's
it. Actually really cool. I guess I'm kind of glad that I mean, as much as they did a lot of partner stuff
well,
with Frito Lay and you know Pepsi
they,
and stuff, I'm kind of glad that Master Chief didn't tell me
in
his
and,
voice
and
to go buy
probably,
Pepsi.
Yeah, or you know,
I mean,
or to be the 10th caller at
591
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Were much more suited.
I just
doing that.
You know, I didn't want to do that.
It would have felt disingenuous
for Master Chief giving you directions.
Not
pizza
you know, one of the things
yeah,
about
yeah.
working
yeah,
with
maybe.
343 and with Bungie,
nerds, I
and both
I
of them,
is
you
after
really
a while,
get,
I get a, little old.
A feel
enough,
for their
enough.
Reverence for
and
the story and the game. And believe me, there have been many opportunities,
you know,
I'm sure,
goes into
for
that,
them to
really
to,
very, it's a
you know,
very
to market
long
Halo in a way that
to do that,
you know, would have been a little crash, shall we say.
Well suited.
And yes, there's been the
absolutely.
Mountain Dew
I mean,
cups
I think
and
we all
you know, all of that.
Great
but,
job as
but
well.
Believe me, they could have gone
now,
so
I'm just curious,
much further than that.
I know you do, you've done a lot of work in radio in addition to some of your gaming.
No, they respect the franchise, and I guess most importantly,
like
they respect the fans.
Each other. I'm
and
sure
so
that they're
I
both
sort of
fun
carry
in different
that
ways.
With me
I do a little bit of radio.
You know, it's,
stuff,
I mean,
you know, I'm the,
every
I'm
once in a while,
IT,
we might get into a discussion
here, so
on the air about
I'm just
it.
Curious, what do you think about the two
I would
worlds?
Never, it, I really
well,
kind of kept the two things
very,
separate.
Cool. And I can totally respect that. I think that's really cool, actually, because I agree. I think it does. Keep that level of
you
reverence.
Know, when,
I definitely
when
do
we first
hold
did
Master
Halo
Chief
1,
on a pedestal.
Well, you know, a
two,
lot of people do, and I tell you,
you know,
when I go
for
to,
a
for
a
know,
classic
I'm
rock,
always
aware
that so
the,
you know,
they don't want to go to conventions
was,
and stuff
a
little bit,
older,
and really not the gaming.
You
know, people have grown up.
So
with
the
this
two worlds never
in
really crossed.
Sometimes
you know,
in a very personal
kind
of way
on the radio,
much more so than
just
most
a,
cases. Not
a
the
character in a video game,
and
I can't tell you how many times I've
now over
you know talked
years,
to people who have
changed.
Said, you know.
And,
they were going through some difficult
you know,
period in their life,
and you know,
it was
Halo that got
them
through, and Master Chief
when Halo,
gave them some
2012, I guess,
strength.
When Halo
that,
came,
yeah, 2012,
at the time,
Halo,
and 4 came
you know,
out.
When you hear that
yeah,
enough,
the world's
you really
begin to
understand that,
and that the people who were listening,
you know, this is a
to classic rock radio.
You know, it's kind of a responsibility
of gamers now.
Yes,
so
to
you know,
do this kind
of
work
collide
more so than
really,
just your average,
just as a performer,
voiceover,
or your average,
like I would never do
voiceover for a cartoon or
a
radio
or some sort of animated. Thing.
Sure.
It seems to be deeper than that, and so
you know,
I try to remember that. And
I have
I do
a lot of reverence
that involves Master Chief or Halo.
That's actually really cool.
That's really cool
because
I would agree.
I mean, it's really
interesting.
They did a lot of
you know, we're seeing
stuff with
this
Frito
explosion
Lay
of all these
you know,
comic book
and
movies and stuff right now, and they're saying comic books are mythology for this generation. I'll be interested. I think Master Chief may end up being the mythology for the next generation. You know, that kind of video game character. Yeah, definitely.
I think there's no doubt about it. I think
I just
I've always believed that.
I didn't want to do that.
One of them would have felt
big.
Genuineness
for the success
and,
of Halo,
you know, not
you know, one of the things about
you know,
working
I mean
with
Halo
was
correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't
both
believe Halo
was the first
is a first-person really shooter game.
Oh no, not by a not by a large margin. I'd say it's about 15 years late.
And the game.
Yeah,
and,
so,
and
believe me, there there have been what, many opportunities. Yes, I'm the graphics were spectacular for its, each and every
to market
a version of the game. The graphics are always state of the art, top notch, and all that.
It would have been a little crass.
But it's not the only.
And yes, there that had great graphics and great animation.
You know all that.
So what is it? What is it about?
They could have
about Halo that has made it
further. Than that,
you
and
know, something
because something
they, more than
they
the rest. And
my
contention was
you know,
always
they respect
that
the franchise,
story.
And I guess most
that they were
they
respect the
fans. One of the first,
and so I sort of
first,
carry that with me, and
to put as
you know,
much time and effort into
every
the story
once in a while
of the game.
We might get into discussion on the
as
air about
they were
it, but,
into the sort
of
the technical.
I really kind
of
kept
yep,
two things.
Definitely, I would agree because I mean we did
cool.
see
and I
most
totally
by and large
I think that's really
just
cool,
multiplayer
actually,
deathmatch
I agree. I
first
think
person shooters back in the day, and now we're seeing a lot. I mean nowadays it's
I definitely
of,
do
part,
hold
to see
a first
person
shooter
ship
without some.
Well,
kind
you know, a lot of
story
people do, and I tell you,
you're definitely right. Halo is the only video game series that I've read.
When I go to conventions and stuff, is that
I mean, there's books.
There's you know, people have grown
you
up
know,
with this character
in comic books.
You know, there's
sometimes
you know,
in a very personal
obviously
kind
now
of
there's
way.
Some live action
much more so
yeah,
than
just
all
a,
this
a character in a
world
video game. And I can't tell you how many times
well
I've,
beyond the parameters
you know, talked to people
game.
Who have said you know
and,
they were going
and
through
that could
some
only be
difficult period
the
in their
that
life
or
you know
interested
you know it was
and that
it was
stuff
Halo
is so
that got
cool.
Them
I mean, I've
and
seen
Master Chief
some of the fan stuff you've done. I got to see you wearing
that,
neck down,
they
wearing the Spartan armor,
and,
which was pretty cool.
You know,
and all that.
When you hear that enough,
that was
you really
that was somebody's
Photoshop.
Oh, was it? Okay,
you know,
gotcha.
I've never. You know, it's so.
We'll
it's
have
kind
to get you in
it
sometime. I'm sure it'd be awesome
to do this kind of work.
All right,
more
well,
so than
I'm
just
curious,
your average.
Then, you know, you've done a lot of fan interaction
voiceover,
stuff,
or your
you're
average
how
voiceover
cool it is
for
to work
a cartoon
with games and stuff,
or some sort of animated
ever
thing.
Plan
sure.
to wind
well,
up in like video gaming or in
that.
Like the,
and,
the voice acting industry.
So I try to remember that in everything I do
that transition
involves Master Chief or Halo.
Voiceover.
That's really cool
because
yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's really interesting.
LA
you know,
for
we're
many
seeing
years,
this explosion
and,
of all these comic book
that
movies and stuff right
the
now,
80s,
and they're saying comic
you know,
books are mythology
into,
for
into
this generation. I'll be interested. I think Master Chief may end up being the mythology for the next generation.
But
the
video
game characters.
Was total accident,
I think there's
right?
no doubt about
yeah.
it. I think.
When I moved to Chicago, I
was here,
and Bungie was originally located in Chicago before they got bought out by Microsoft,
Halo.
And they moved to Seattle. They were,
you know,
were,
I mean, Halo
was
Chicago-based.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think
Halo was the first
Marty O'Donnell
first-person shooter game.
Oh no, not by a not by a large margin. I'd say it was about 15 years
and all the music.
Yeah,
and,
so
and all
so you know what? And yes,
the
graphics
used to listen to me on the radio
for each and every.
He called me into
a version of the game, the graphics,
character, minor character,
for top-notch and all that, but like it's not the only
core
video game.
Very
that had
great
small,
graphics.
I don't encourage you to
great
go look
animation.
It up. So what
it's
is what is it about?
But
about Halo
it,
that has
it
made
was the
it,
first time Marty and I ever worked
you know,
together.
Something and
then about a year
later,
more than the rest of
my
again and
contention
said, yeah,
was always
other things.
Story.
How would you be?
That they were.
You know,
they perhaps were one of the first, if not the first,
it was, to put as much time and effort into the story of the game.
And I'd like to say it was
they were into the sort of the technical.
It really
was.
It was
just
a happy definitely. I would agree because I mean we did see mostly by and large just multiplayer deathmatch first person shooters back in the day. And now we're seeing a lot. I mean, nowadays it's unheard of for the most part to see a first-person shooter ship without some kind of story-driving campaign.
Even back then,
I mean, you're definitely right. Halo is the only video game series that I've read books for.
Yeah.
Industry
I mean,
was
there's
becoming.
Books. There's,
and so it all was. It was all news,
you know.
And then the
comic
able to
books,
voice the character,
you know.
That happened,
yeah, obviously now there's some live
the
action
icon
stuff.
Of
there's,
yeah, there's the genre.
All this
was
world,
just, like I said, just
expanded,
being in the right place at the
well
right time,
well beyond the parameters
and,
of the game,
and loving it.
And
so that could only
yeah,
be driven
that,
by the fact
that
people
no,
are
no great
you know,
plan,
but I'm sure glad it happened.
Sure. Yeah, and that stuff
that
is so
really,
cool.
Really
I mean, I've seen
so I'm
some
just
of the
curious,
fan stuff you've done. I got to see
you
wearing neck
out?
Down,
do you
wearing
do,
the Spartan
do you know,
armor,
I'm sure you know
cool
a lot more about gaming now than before,
was,
but do you have like a favorite
Photoshop.
One? Have you played some
oh,
of the
was
Halo
it? Okay, gotcha.
I know some people don't like to touch anything they've
we'll have to get you in
it
sometime. I'm sure it'd be awesome. Day
two. Yeah,
all right. Well, I'm just curious then. You know, you've done a lot of fan interaction stuff. You're saying how cool it is to work with the games.
I mean, I don't play.
Did you?
ever plan to wind up in like video gaming or in like the voice acting industry specifically? I know you did radio, but
when Halo 2 came out, I decided, you know what, you should really get an Xbox and figure out what this is all about. I worked in L.A. for many years.
And I was just so bad at it.
During that period of time in the 80s, you know, I sort of branch out into doing voiceover, commercial voiceover, narration, that kind of stuff.
I sort of gave that part of it up.
But the video game thing was a total accident. I moved to Chicago. I was here, and Bungie was originally located in Chicago before they got bought up by Microsoft, and they moved to Seattle. They were originally a Chicago based company, and Marty O'Donnell. Who did all the casting for the original games and all the music and all of that.
Gaming industry and the people
used to listen to me on the radio.
And I have a high regard.
He called me in to do a minor character for a small PC game called Septera Core.
It can be a humbling
experience. Small. I don't encourage you to go look it up.
It's pretty primitive now. But since you haven't played them extensively,
it was the first time Marty and I ever worked together. And then about a year later,
kind of sounding like.
Called me up again and said, "Would you be interested in doing it?" And obviously, I was.
And
that's how I started. So Halo 5, which I can't wait for you guys.
I'd like to say it was some grand design of mine, but
it really wasn't. It was just a happy accident.
Beyond that, Halo 4.
And then even when we did, for the reasons I stated before about being able to work with,
I wasn't a gamer. I didn't know. I didn't understand the worlds of gaming that well. Directors,
you know, didn't know even back then what a sort of a burgeoning kind of
for Master Chief and
industry it was becoming.
And so it was all new. So that was obviously
and then
the
to be able to voice the character that happened
about the first game,
the icon of the genre.
That was it.
Was just that like I said, just being in the right place at the right time, and and loving
four was for
so,
me. As
yeah,
a,
that that's that
actor,
was no
you know,
no great plan of mine, but I'm sure
a little
that
more
happened.
To say.
Yeah,
that is
really really interesting. And so I'm just curious: have you kind of reached out? Do you know? I'm sure you know a lot more about gaming now than before. But do you have like a favorite one? Have you played some of the Halo games, or are you more of the hands off? I know some people don't like to touch anything they've worked on. I know I can't listen to my podcast for at least a day or two.
It's funny. I am kind of like that. Portray a character
anytime when the new game comes out.
B,
obviously, I mean, I don't play. I mean, not that I haven't
uncomfortable
tried,
expressing
but,
emotions.
It apparently is not my forte. When Halo 2 came out, I decided, you know what, you should really. When Xbox and figure out what this is all about, start playing it. And I was just so bad at it.
Master Chief is not going to.
I tried for hours and hours.
Start balling, man.
No, Star Wars.
Not cut out for this. So I sort of gave that part of it up.
But you got
it. And I mean, I was never any good at Mario Brothers or any of the early stuff. I tried, and it just wasn't my thing. You know, I wasn't even very good at fanball. So
certainly that.
If they,
I don't know, some kind of hand-eye coordination
they
do it
and
work on.
And
that makes it exciting.
Anytime you have something,
I certainly do have a better understanding
of the gaming industry and the people who play it, and I have a high regard for them. I mean,
ultimately, the most
I've gotten my ass kicked by more than one 11-year-old from time to time.
That's really cool. It's really interesting.
It can be a humbling experience, I assure you.
I feel like absolutely. And so, I mean, I'm sure you haven't played them since you haven't played them extensively. Can you tell me, like, what was your favorite to work on? It's kind of sounding like four. I'm thinking maybe four.
It's
my favorite one is the one I just did.
Of course.
And obviously that's Halo 5, which I can't wait for you guys to see and play.
So excited.
But beyond that, Halo 4, for the reasons that I stated before about being able to work with Jen, being able to be, have a close communication with the writers and directors, and the fact that the storyline you know, was fleshed out, for Master Chief and his relationship with Cortana and with Halo in general. That was obviously the most fun for me to do. I mean,
goes into it,
you know, going back to the first game, it was a lot of grunts and it's an amazing. That was it. Not that that wasn't fun, but it was certainly not what Halo 4 was for me as a actor.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? To be able to have a little more to say and a little more emotion to express
all of those things as a
challenge of it. I mean, the challenge
of home when you put
doing Master Chief when he has more of an emotion
exactly
to show
wow,
is that
cool.
Exactly.
You know, he's
yeah,
not
absolutely
an emotional
you know,
being,
right?
And he doesn't. He's not comfortable
right
with showing his emotions. So, how do you portray a character? A, who
those
you can't see,
only look good from one
right
angle, but the only
B,
angle you see him from, you think it's real.
Who
right
is uncomfortable expressing
right
emotions?
Yeah.
Yet he is emotive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's feeling something.
Cinematic.
When Cortana meets her fate, you know, he's obviously upset. But you know, Master Chief is not going to, you know, he's not going to start bawling.
Right. No Star Wars nose to the sky.
No. I don't think that's going to happen. But you gotta. So that was a real challenge for me.
No, you know,
to be able to do that, and hopefully we did it well. But ultimately, that's up to the people who to the fans. But certainly that.
It was
a challenge for me to do it, and
you know, time to,
and that makes it exciting.
Step away,
you know, anytime
and
you have something that's like, wow, okay,
it's a great time, but
see if we
really
can pull this
sort of
off
with it.
It's very exciting. So,
station that I work for here.
So yeah, I mean, he's Halo 4 was ultimately the most satisfying of all of the ones that I've done so far.
Sure, that's really cool. That's really interesting to just get that extra level of insight, because I feel like a lot of us gamers don't always think about just how much work really goes into every single aspect of these games, from the writing to the voice acting to like the animation and all that stuff. How it all, because we just get to see the final product and we think, oh, it's beautiful, it's perfect, it looks so good, it must be easy. Nope.
It is incredible. I got to tell you, you know, getting a little peek behind the scenes of what goes into, and I only see a small portion of what goes into putting these things together, but it is really a Herculean task to get this all to what you end up seeing, and in the case of Halo 5, what you're going to end up seeing on October 27th. Just the amount of time, manpower, blood, sweat, and tears that goes into it, and it really is. It's an amazing thing to watch. You know, even from my limited perspective, it really. I have such high regard for the people who put this together. That yeah, you're right. But you know what? That's the idea. The idea is you shouldn't be thinking about all of those things as a fan when you get the game home and you put it in your machine and you start playing. You should think exactly what you just said. Wow, this is cool.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you start thinking about all the behind the scenes stuff, then we did something wrong.
Right. It kind of makes me think of like the old like John Carpenter's The Thing, where it's those prosthetics only look good from one angle, but the only angle you see them from, you think it's real.
That's right. It's like one of the guys, one of the directors of Halo, the cinematics said, you know, you don't look too far this way and don't look too far that way.
Right.
Keep it right here, and it looks great. And yeah, of course, that's exactly true.
That's really cool. I love that. So, do you have any announced projects that you can talk about at all that are coming up here?
No, you know, I just retired from the radio business about 4 or 5 months ago, in March, actually. After a long time doing it, I decided it was time to step away. I mean, it was a great run and I had a great time, but I was really sort of done with it. And so I left behind the station that I work for here in Chicago, The Drive, left mornings in March of this year. And to be honest with you, Henry, all I'm doing now is just sort of, you know, enjoying not getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And there's a lot to be said for that, let me tell you.
and you know, sort of catching up on things that I didn't have time to do, you know, working a radio job. So right about the time that I was retiring from radio was when the work for me on Halo 5 really started to gear up. So the timing was perfect that I was in the past. That was always a bit of a struggle to be able to give both parties the time that they wanted. And this time I was able to devote 100% of my efforts to what I was doing with Halo 5. So, you know, that turned out to be a, and I could really enjoy it and not have to worry about, you know, rushing back to, you know, do the radio show. And so I've, you know, been doing that and then just general commercial voiceover work, but, nothing else in the video game world. I mean, one of the things about the blessing, I suppose, and the curse, if you want to call it that, it really isn't, but, of being involved with a character like Master Chief is that you're sort of typecast and pigeonholed into that.
Voice is so iconic. People hear you and just go, oh, it's Master Chief.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if I had a nickel for every time I've auditioned for a Star Wars character, you know, I could have retired a long time ago, but I never booked one of them because, you know, there's, I'm not, you know, there are a lot of really talented voiceover people who have a broad range. And I'm not one of them. I mean, I, you know, have a range, but, you know, basically it all comes down to, you know, kind of what you hear, you know, with Master Chief more or less.
Sure.
I mean, I've done a few other things, but it really is, that's my, you know, sort of my go-to place. And, so consequently, I don't do a lot of other video game work. I've done a little animation work here and there. I did, the voice for, Star-Lord when, Disney was doing the Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes series a couple years back.
Yep.
And but beyond that, it's mostly commercial work and a lot of free time, which I'm enjoying immensely.
maybe finally mess around with Halo again.
So maybe I'll finally. You're right. Maybe it's time for me to go back and give it another swipe. I think it's a good idea.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Like, really, I can't tell you how exciting it is to be able to talk to a living legend himself, not to make too big of a deal out of it, but really.
Well, thank you, Henry. I appreciate that. And I listened a bit to your podcast. Sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun and doing some cool things. And I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about Halo 5 when it comes out.
Awesome. We'll definitely do a special episode just for that. Thanks again for joining me, bud.
You're very welcome, Henry, and all the best. And give my best to Lisa, won't you?
Absolutely. Will do.